All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Golf Balling Podcast, episode number 223. And it's Masters Week. And yeah, we got Sean and Nick here. A little bit of a...
And yeah, 223, fittingly, EA Sports PGA Tour 2 2023 comes out this week. You know,
is it actually?
Got at that.
Yeah, I think it comes out like Friday.
Oh, that's money.
It looks just terrible.
Really?
Yeah. It's also that's like, sad. I'm pretty sure it's next gen only. So we're going to have to buy PS5s, boys.
Wait, really? You have to buy that? That's no, that's not right. That's
last
not
I,
right.
Last
EA
I looked, that was the case.
That's not right. EA Sports. I boycott. I'm going to boycott. Not just because I don't own a PS5, but because I'm not in support of that at all.
So, side note, we're selling Masters merch. It has nothing to do with us all needing PS5s right now.
But go buy some. Go buy some.
Actually, the PS5s could be a business expense. You know, Golf Balling pays for them.
I feel like there's going to be about 20 people who go and look up Golf Ball merch now.
That's generous, considering we're recording, as you said, like 12 hours before the tournament.
Yeah, so tee offs in actually maybe even less, might be in 11 hours from now. And I don't know if it's because I've been busy. No,
first tee times in 12 hours and 46 minutes.
Okay. Who is it?
Mike Weir, Kevin Na. Oh, just Mike Weir and Kevin Na.
I think somebody's going to win this tournament out of that group.
And it's not going to be Mike Weir.
Or Kevin Na. Why have I just not been on golf community recently? Or I'm not seeing a lot of hype for the Masters right now outside of commercials.
I think it's because people know Scotty's going to win by a lot.
I feel like I've seen a ton of Masters stuff. Yeah, like so much live stuff related to the Masters.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. I hope Bryson wins. Or Phil wins or Brooks wins, if we're going to have a LIV champion.
Did you see Bryson reportedly got snubbed in a practice round?
By who?
It was on the board that he was playing with Tiger, Fred Couples, and Tom Kim, and then Rory just took his place and they teed off.
Dude, yeah. Wasn't Bryson the one who said he wished Tiger happy birthday and he never responded to him?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's Bryson? Who?
What do you expect?
Yeah, who's he thinking he is here?
First of all, Tiger probably gets so many happy birthday texts.
Yeah.
And he's not going to respond to the guy that left for the league that's trying to tear down everything he stands for.
Yeah. And he's definitely not going to play a practice round with them. So, maybe it's Bryson's week. Vengeance. Revenge.
Going to embrace the villain arc this week. Like that was his origin story.
Yeah, he really is. I am rooting for Brooks though. Back to back wins.
Not back to back wins. Oh, this what would be back to back wins.
He's saying he won the last LIV event.
How many Masters champions have done that? Won the week before.
Didn't Spieth do it?
I was gonna say Spieth. Didn't you win the Texas?
I think so.
Or something. The show wasn't the show Houston.
Was it still the show?
I don't know. I remember. I feel like that was my intuition. That was the first thing that came to my head.
I feel like he definitely did.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Or did he win? He 100% won. He won the Masters and then he won the RBC. I know he did that.
He went on a three-peat?
Nah, it could have been a different year.
Yeah.
I don't know. Time to read Jordan Spieth's Wikipedia page.
Okay, good. This is a good refresh. Going into this event, I think besides Scotty probably winning it overall, there are going to be a ton of storylines that we talk about. Like Jordan will probably be a player.
TW.
Tiger
RM,
Woods probably won't. Yeah.
PM.
We'll get more into that. No,
BK. How will none of those DJ? What do you mean? None of
I don't
those
think
players.
Any. I think they're gonna just withdraw. DJ might hurt his back again. Who knows? Might fall down the stairs.
Yeah, I don't think that's happening.
Yeah. Side note, we were off. He did win the Valspar before the Masters, so a month before.
Okay.
But
tricky track.
I don't know why. I thought he'd won a Texas Open before 2021, but apparently not.
Did he win the RBC after the Masters?
No.
0-for-2.
Wow.
Has he only won one RBC?
No, there's no way. There's just no way. I swear he's won two. I've seen him in the plaid jacket more than once.
I don't know. It's not what his Wikipedia seems to imply.
Let me see.
He won it last year.
He won it last year?
Yeah. I know he did that. But that's like the Nelson and this feels Mandela effect. I don't know. I don't think. I swear I remember Spieth winning one.
I swear I also remember him having four or five green jackets. Probably six.
We're in a new timeline.
Maybe even seven. No.
Well, Rory had that one in, when was that?
2000 never. And that was a year.
Yeah, man, I don't really know. Like, I have not paid attention. Is it still supposed to rain?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Well, I thought the Thursday and Friday forecasts are looking better, but Saturday is getting worse.
Saturday and Sunday look terrible. I think it's supposed to be raining all day.
Something's brewing.
This is either like kind of a best case or worst case scenario for the PGA, or just for the tournament, I guess. Because, you know, it's already like compelling in that you have PGA Tour versus LIV. Like, that's a huge storyline this week. So like there should be a lot of eyes on it. And if it's like if the rain is light enough that they can still like get the tournament in the normal time frame, I think that's going to be sick, cuz who doesn't love watching players struggle in the rain?
Rory.
But if shit starts getting delayed, I think that's worst case scenario.
Twice in the past 50 years, the Masters required a Monday finish. 84% chance of rain Friday, 94 Saturday, and 60 on Sunday. Okay.
Maybe we just need a big bubble. Somebody's got to figure out a way to get a bubble over Augusta right now.
I'm surprised Augusta doesn't already have that.
Yeah. Like, they can buy every other land in the area, but they can't buy a bubble.
Like, what's stopping me from just parachuting into Augusta right now? Absolutely fucking nothing.
That's how people are going to get in the Masters this year.
Can you imagine?
That might be cheaper than a ticket.
That'd be fucking sweet.
Skydiving going wrong, just right into the Masters. That's a pretty good day.
Or have you ever seen those little, I don't remember what they're called. It's essentially just like a seat with like a parachute and like a propeller on it. Just ride one of those things, land in Augusta.
Just right onto like 10 green, just rip it up.
What are they going to do?
Nothing.
Just they come after you, you just fly around Augusta for a while.
Apparently the last time it rained was 2013. No way that's real. That was it.
I feel like we haven't seen rain at Augusta in a long time. I can't think of any round.
Baffling.
I don't last year.
I don't want Sunday rain at the Masters, man. It's April.
I don't know. If the conditions are bad and they can still get the round in, like, I think that's sick.
But it's not the same. Like, you like rain golf. Like, I don't mind watching rain golf.
Established, I don't.
Okay. Either way, I don't want to watch Sunday at Augusta when it's raining, because I'd rather have it sunny.
I just want to see, like, a shit show. I want people making bogeys just left and right.
I want 13 to become like the worst hole possible. I want them to be like, nope, we never should have done this because it plays so far because the ball doesn't go anywhere. So like people just can't even, it's a three shot hole no matter what. That would be funny.
The par 3?
13.
No, 13. Oh, par 5.
Oh.
Just into the wind and have it be super wet.
Jackson, we've played a replica of this hole. You should be familiar.
15. Yeah, that was
it
at
was
the last.
Identical. Identical. It was the last of the Augusta holes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they
Identical.
lengthened it by what, 35 yards this year?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's kind of stupid. Okay, yeah. 15s where Tiger hit that cool shot that you see every week. 13s where Bubba did that. He went over the tree.
Gordon Sargent's still going to be hitting fucking pitching wedge into 13.
Yeah, Gordon Sargent might. I wouldn't be surprised if the rain just lets that kid finish top 25 at the Masters. Like, I would
Yeah,
not be surprised.
my brother texted me just before we started recording that he bet on Gordon Sargent to finish top 30. Because, I mean, if the course gets soft, like his ball speed does play an even bigger advantage.
Exactly. That exactly my thought, Sean. Something I was w listening to the on the or back of the range pod. He did like an interview with them, and I think
That
he's
man just like cleans up with getting college golfers.
yeah, it's
Like, I
crazy.
swear, like every college golfer I know has been on that fucking podcast.
Yeah, everyone. Like I don't know how he the influence. But
I
I
mean, did
mean,
you play college golf if you're not on the Back of the Range podcast?
clearly not.
The answer is not well.
Yeah. Clearly. But Gordon's, yeah, I think lock him. Lock him for that would be nutty, but
If it
it's
rains,
a
it means
real possibility.
Matthew Fitzpatrick probably wins the Masters if it rains.
Really? And why is that?
This is European.
So he's a
Nothing
favorite.
better than Europeans in the rain, baby.
Yeah.
So
Except for
should we?
Rory.
I'd love to hear your picks for the Masters, Jackson. Who's
Rory.
your Rory?
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it happen at this point, if I'm being honest.
Let's
I don't care how
get
much
on board.
satisfaction. I don't care how much satisfaction it would give Jackson. I'm on Team Rory now. I want him to get it done.
I want it to happen, but it's just not going to happen. It won't.
Yeah.
It won't. Any sleepers, Jackson?
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Okay. It's a great list.
You laugh at that like he didn't just win a major, though.
I know,
So
but you laugh at if
I don't get
yep.
the
Have you seen
confusion.
his
No, I like
performance the
it.
last couple events?
Have I seen his what?
Performance the last couple events?
No, I don't think anybody has.
He hasn't been playing the greatest. That's all.
Okay.
He's been struggling.
I will
Maybe you're
bet you
right.
something.
Okay. What do you want to bet?
You're gonna have to give me odds here.
Okay.
Matthew Fitzpatrick will beat Scottie Scheffler.
Deal. What?
Well, yeah, what's the deal?
Well, you want odds on that?
I
I
want,
thought
I
you think
want.
my. You think, why aren't you so comp? I thought
I'll
you were
put
so
$10 on
confident.
it. I'll
Okay.
wait. 10 to 1 odds, $10, but then you'd only win a
10
dollar.
to
So I don't know if you'd get it.
odds, maybe
Yeah.
two.
2 to 1
Like,
odds?
yeah, it's not 10 to one. That's
I'm
fucking
hearing
crazy.
Scotty's the runaway victor, though. It
It's
hasn't
more
even
of
started yet.
a. I think Scottie Scheffler will win this golf tournament,
Yeah.
but that's like, I think he also could not win, but he will definitely. I'm for sure that he will be in the top 10. I'm very positive on that.
Yeah, I agree. Most
I'm rooting
likely.
for a Scotty missed cut, if I'm being honest.
I know that. I know. Maybe I'm jinxing it. I keep
I hope
saying it.
so. Well, actually, I love Scotty, so that I don't. For the bet, though, I hope
because my
so.
other like, I woke up this morning and I was like, who do I think? Like, I saw a vision basically, and in this vision, I saw just this blonde hair, and it was just dangling in the wind, and that's when I realized Cameron Smith might win the Masters.
I don't
Yeah.
know.
You
He hasn't
know,
played a real course in several months.
as a Cam Smith fan, that would excite the hell out of me. But as a PGA Tour loyalist, that would really hurt me.
I'm getting more and more of a feeling that a live player, it's going to be, I feel like this Masters might be just an absolute shit show. but could be like the most entertaining shit show possible, where we get like a live PJ Tour drop, like PJ matchup, maybe some bigger guys with ball. Like I could easily see Brooks be a guy be successful, like you said, with ball speed as well. Brooks, DJ, Orange County National, pretty similar to Augusta National. Like the, those courses are
360-degree range.
Yes, identical golf courses, like legitimately identical. No sarcasm whatsoever. None.
It's funny, even the LIV players were kind of ripping that course in their interviews this week. Like they kept just being like, yeah, obviously it wasn't like in great condition. It's no Augusta.
Yeah. Yeah, legit. I mean, what do you expect? It's kind of funny that that was
they
went to.
I expect them to get beheaded when they return to Saudi Arabia now.
Wow.
How dare you speak out against LIV like that?
Who else? Joaquin Niemann. I know Nick was just talking about him.
I would not be surprised. We are going to get LIV guys competing in this event. And because of... I feel like even because of the Netflix documentary, more people like it. The LIV stuff has also been like really personified as well.
I can't wait to see if the LIV players are actually going to wear their uniforms tomorrow.
Wait, what?
They are. I think a lot of them are, except for the ones that have the equipment deals.
I know a lot were planning on it, but like camp, because it's like technically part of their contract.
Oh my God.
But Cam Smith said like he brought other clothes just in case Augusta has an issue with it, and they'll just wear those.
Wow. So Cam Smith is no longer going to be a liked golfer.
No, Cam Smith can do whatever the fuck he wants, because let's say Cam Smith leaves LIV, like, which it sounds like
you can't, though,
can't,
I guess.
Really.
You'd just have to pay $400
million. Yeah.
Theoretically.
But he's kind of like, he's a big
player. I don't know, man. I think I love Cam Smith, and I haven't seen him play for LIV. I think if he pulls up to Augusta wearing a LIV uniform, I think that might be the end for me personally.
I mean, if he's doing it, they're all going to be doing it. So it like won't be just him. And his uniform doesn't even match his team, because he still has his original Penguin deal.
So it won't be ugly.
It's not as ugly.
Okay.
It's still ugly.
Okay.
It's still Penguin. I didn't even know they make golf polos. The only ones I've seen are like Marshall.
I actually kind of love their stuff.
Really? I've never seen their stuff.
Never actually bought any of it. I always just like the look.
Really?
They used to sponsor, they actually might still sponsor No Laying Up.
Interesting. I've only seen like maybe. Like I associate Penguin with like a skateboarding thing. I don't know.
Well, that sounds sick.
Are those the same companies you're talking about here?
Are they not the same companies? Have I been thinking like, I swear it was like a, maybe not. Maybe I'm just.
I feel like you're thinking of a different company.
You're thinking of DC?
Dude, I don't know.
Osiris? You're thinking of Osiris? Remember when Osiris was like a shoe that people wore?
Yeah, those big ones.
Like in public.
Makes me think of our teammate in high school's golf shoes.
He
had a very similar pair of golf shoes.
Ooh. Those shoes were ridiculous. They were, what? I don't remember the brand.
I don't know what the brand was either.
They were like somebody showed up in designer golf shoes that were like,
honestly, bricks. I thought it looked like if you put golf spikes on Osiris's.
Was just it like our year?
Yeah, NA.
Oh, no way, really?
Yeah.
You don't remember that?
They were
my
horrible.
Dad used to make fun of them all the time.
Didn't we
they
have
were
golf
so
shoes?
In,
any we had like ones you could order. Anytime I tell my dad I want high top golf shoes, he's like, do you remember how stupid your teammate looked in high school?
Dang, dude, I don't remember this at all. I'm sure he rocked them.
I
I'm
love it.
sure. I'm sure I could find a picture.
They
Actually,
fit his style. They fit him so well. Like, they were perfect. I could not pull them off, but he'd pull them off.
yeah.
100%. 100%.
Throw some like low cut shorts on
Yeah.
it too.
He pulled them off. Like, he could pull them off. I could not. Like, there's just no way. He's
He,
a,
I agree. I think he can pull those off.
like, there's, he's the only person in the world that could pull them off. So.
You remember the skating shoes that had wheels on them?
Heelys.
Yeah, those were cool.
Those are awesome.
Era.
Did you guys have a pair of those when you were a kid?
Yeah. Yep.
My cousins did.
Nick, were you good at it? I could see you being pretty good at that.
I was pretty decent. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to wear, like, I definitely got them kicked out of school. Like,
yeah,
was,
weren't you not supposed to wear those in
yeah,
school, like in middle
yeah,
school?
I feel I had a pair, and I feel like I never wore them because of that. Like, they got banned at my school. Like,
Yeah.
I got them. They got banned at my school, like, the next day, and I was just like, all right, fuck it. And
I was definitely
I
one of the
think I wore them, like,
individuals
twice.
for why they got banned. I'm definitely one of the individuals for that. I can tell you that. I used to wheelie or heelie all over the place. I think it was elementary school at the time.
Okay.
I guess looking back on it, I can see why schools ban those.
100%. But it's,
you don't want
as
kids
a
just
kid,
flying around 20 miles an hour on their shoes.
But as a kid, like, the feeling of getting heelys banned, it felt
yeah.
like a dictatorship. I'm like, this is so stupid. Like, really, heelys? Like, what are heelys doing to you guys? Like, what is my fun, like, have to do with you guys?
That made me remember spaghetti strings. Or straps? What is it called?
Oh, like, are you talking women's tops?
Yeah.
Spaghetti straps? Yeah.
Yeah, those would get, that's like the girl version.
Shorted was the girl. I always thought if their shorts were too short.
Oh, the shorts being too short. What, you had to like stand, and if they weren't past your arms, like.
Yeah. Yeah. Good
I'd be
presentation
banned
for
right
the
now.
podcast. Yeah. If you
was
stand.
that? I didn't realize.
I
That was
swear
like a rule at your schools.
That
I
wasn't
swear
a
it
rule
was.
at the school you attended.
No, I was saying it like, I don't know. We had uniforms and they were
Oh,
pretty
that's
strictly
right.
enforced.
No,
Okay.
ours was like, I swear to God, if you put your arms down,
Yeah,
that was
that
like
was
supposed to
big.
be where like your shorts could go. Like, you're nothing.
Yeah.
Even though people have different arm lengths.
Yeah, what if you
So
have.
I actually don't know realistically if that was that the measuring tool. I don't know. I wasn't a girl,
BBS
but
rule.
I just feel like that was the norm.
I don't know why we're on this, but since we're just
It's
talking about school restrictions, I remember my school had a rule that like girls couldn't wear nail polish.
What?
Wow.
Like, that's a weird fucking rule.
Yeah, it sounds like the Catholics.
I just remember like some
Nail
Mondays,
polish
girls,
the devil.
I remember like some Mondays, girls would like come in with nail polish on and they'd be like sent to the office to go have it removed.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
They didn't
sure
do
put
that
it
in
on.
400 AD. I'll tell you that. Call.
I love how this is supposed to be a
first
master's preview.
First
and
you
we
put
get
on
to
nail
our...
first you put on nail polish, next you're cheating on your wife or your husband. Nail polish
Dude,
leads to bad things.
I just don't have anything to say about the masters. I think it's one of those tournaments. I just want it. Like, I'll
well,
just
Masters TikTok
it's
right
like
now
high
is
school.
popping.
Yeah,
Their
so.
TikTok account right now has been
Oh,
the
they did a yeah,
they actually
they've done a great
like
job.
it's shocking that of all tournaments, the Masters
Didn't
has
they
like
kill it
the best
last year?
TikTok.
I think they killed it last year too.
Yeah, they always
I
kill
think that, yeah, I
everything.
think they just kill
Like,
everything.
but this tournament's just all about, you know, history and tradition. And then they
Yeah.
just get on TikTok and they're like, fuck yeah.
Comparing with
But it's
China.
like, I feel like it's really good with how they use social media. Like, they
Yeah.
use social media in a way that represents the Masters really well.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
clean.
I think it's fantastic. Like, it's great content. It's just shocking that it's the Masters that
I know
does it.
the PGA Tour. I keep seeing like whoever's they got for their TikTok guy. He's trying. He's definitely trying. Like their
I think
social media guy's doing
they're
better.
getting a lot better, to be honest.
They're getting
They're
better.
still not great, but
There's some that yeah. It's just like let's chill it on the memes. Like show me the golf content too. Make
yeah.
some more.
Oh, I mean, every
You need to
like
combine it.
company page tries so hard on these like
MLB does a
memes
good
though.
job.
Yeah, MLB.
Yeah.
And the Masters. The Masters app is unbelievable. They have like automatic or they have AI announcers or whatever.
As the proud owner of YouTube TV, when can I watch golf tomorrow?
It's the Masters. You can always watch golf.
Yeah, Masters.
But I mean, like,
free for everyone.
Like the featured groups, or it's like, I don't give a shit about featured groups, but I kind of do if Explorers probably won, Tigers probably won.
Broadcast doesn't start till like 1 or 12.
Probably 2 for us in Eastern. So, but like, will Golf Channel have something going? Or actually, I don't think I have golf.
I love how you just never Google the coverage.
It doesn't.
Googling, like, you ask us. And, I know No Laying Up. And then you force me to Google it.
No Laying Up, though, like, they send out the tweets for it, but I feel like it, I never. Yeah.
Like, for every tournament, CBS Sports posts an article with coverage.
Yeah, I don't.
You can just go to this.
CBS Sports Golf.
You just Google the tournament and coverage. I'm sick of this.
I'm just going to throw down the recorder. To be honest with you, like, I'm excited, but I think usually during the Masters when I'm not in school, I think I really only watch Thursday, Sunday.
So the TV coverage is 3 to 7:30 p.m. on ESPN.
That is insane. That is so late.
Wow. Well, that's why they have all that coverage for free before that.
The Masters app does a great job. They're like, they've got it unlocked. Now I got to see who's my boy Rory teeing off at 1:48. All right. Speed 2 o'clock. All right.
What even are the featured groups looking like for tomorrow?
It's on the CBS article.
Probably.
It probably is. I would imagine Rahm will be in there. Which LIV player is going to be in the feature group? Are they going to go no? I don't even know who the groups are.
Oh, damn. The CBS article just links you to the actual featured group coverage.
Rory's playing with Burns and Tom Kim. The last group of the day, Fleetwood, Finau, Spieth. That's too late for a feature group, but it is a feature group.
Nixon, it's going to be okay. You're going to be able to watch the coverage that you need.
I feel like they always throw in one of the last groups just to be able to keep that going the whole time.
Yeah. Ooh, Taylor Moore's he's my sleeper, Nick.
Good. Taylor Moore. Some big signings from Bedratty, Patrick Cantlay, and Brian Harman.
The Cantlay one, when you told me that, I lost it. That was sick. Finally, Cantley's gonna be in some swag. Took him
that's actually like a really big signing for Bedratty. Like,
yeah.
It just feels like it is a massive name. It just feels wrong that it's Patrick Cantlay.
Yeah, because like it is, but it fits, I guess, their brand image. The
Patrick
best.
Cantlay,
like,
just
finance.
Like,
I think banks when I think of Patrick Cantlay, like a banker.
I just feel like he should just be a FootJoy guy.
He should. He really should. Not even tight. Like, he should just be strictly FootJoy. Like
I can just see him in
those clubs.
I can just see him in those terrible fucking FootJoy shirts.
With a Goldman Sachs thing on the collar.
Yeah. I'm just going to say it. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast or not, but, you know, I love FootJoy shoes. They make pretty good gloves. Their shirts are the worst fucking shirts on the planet. They are by far my least favorite shirt company.
I think we flamed them recently. I think we did a little dive on the unis.
We need like small, like their shirts. First off, all golf polos run really big sometimes. Those polos are massive. A medium is a fucking extra large.
I feel like a lot of golf polos just like run long. But yeah, theirs is like long and fucking baggy, and the sleeves go past your elbow. Like, it's ridiculous.
It's never a good fit.
Polos. Or not, maybe baggy. I like long polos.
You
not
like
baggy. But like, I don't need it to be like super baggy. I think long. I'm more long than baggy. But
I get that.
Yeah. So watch out for that this Masters weekend. Watch what the players are wearing and let us know if it's a long or baggy and what needs tweaking, and we'll make some
maybe,
calls.
I think we're going to have an outfit segment in our, I'm assuming we're doing a Friday recap at least.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. I won't have Wi-Fi actually, so
Better turn on that hotspot.
Why don't you use the just ask downstairs? Maybe you can use theirs. Cool.
Maybe I'll go to Ryan's. Maybe I'll bring Ryan on for Friday night. That's probably
That
not
might.
a night Ryan's free.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's Friday night. I'm not free.
Friday
I lied.
night might not be the best recap, to be honest.
Yeah. All right. We'll
Maybe we'll
see.
just do
Well,
a we'll do live we'll do a live shot by shot. We'll split off coverage.
the other thing, I think Kurt Kitayama could also have a really
I
fucking
fully
career.
agree.
Like, I don't know. I just, he could win the Masters, and I think that would be the funniest thing ever. Like, that would be, I could see it being like an absolute shit show, and Kurt Kitayama just wins a green jacket. And Will Zalatoris, maybe he'll make a run. But
He likes it. He likes Augusta. Augusta likes him.
I was feeling really good about Will Zalatoris because he does have the best strokes gained at Augusta out of anyone.
Nice.
But he made some changes to his putting heading into this week. And as bad as it is, I don't know that I like him messing with it.
What
That's a
if he
bold
comes
move.
out with a brand new, like just a mallet? Like
He
just a
should.
normal putter, just a normal mallet. Just
Now, he said he made some grip changes.
I think it would
Something with his right hand didn't really catch it, but I don't know.
we'll see if it works out. It could be amazing for him. So get your bets in for Will. I might put some bets in for Will right now.
I am curious to see if he's still gonna have that big ass loop inside like 5 feet.
I feel like it's got, I don't think it'll go away. I don't think, it's just too ingrained.
At some point, you gotta try and eliminate that. But, like, I wonder if that was part of the change he's making this week. And if so, that feels like a tough thing to implement during Masters week. But I also could see this as a place where he'll struggle with short putts.
I could definitely see that. I switched from the arm lock to my now gamer putter, and it's been unbelievable. So maybe Will should try that again. Like, go back to like what he used as a kid. 'Cause shit, they're great. Good for Will. This is gonna be the best Masters ever.
Nice.
Well, we'll
Led by
see how the
Kurt
weather works
Kitayama.
out.
So we got
Also,
Spieth.
I was gonna say I never actually said my pick on the
Yeah.
podcast. Yeah, I'll take Spieth.
We got Spieth for Sean, Rory for me.
I'll go Scheffler again. I'm
Okay.
just taking Scheffler.
I think
It's my
one of
pick.
us might be wrapping on Monday.
I forgot about that. We don't ever pick winners anymore, so I forgot. That was a thing.
I hope I'm rapping.
Well, that's
Scotty
the beauty of
Scheffler
taking
does it
Spieth, is he
all.
probably won't actually win. I just really want him to.
My sleeper is definitely gonna be Fitzy though. J Day, honestly, good sleeper pick as well.
He's
For
been
like
playing well.
maybe not for
Jason
a win, but for a top 10, I feel pretty good about that.
Morikawa hasn't been talked about enough until it like was brought up on Twitter that he hasn't been talked about enough, and now that's all anyone's saying.
I wonder what
You
his
know.
odds are. I love the Kurt sleeper.
Max Homa is going to get attention.
Max Homa, yeah.
I don't think he'll win though, but DJ. Brooks too.
DJ.
Brooks is also like, there's a lot of guys this year that I think, with the live guys, you know, it makes the tournaments fun again.
It'll be interesting to see how the live guys are handled, like on the actual broadcast.
Yeah.
I think they'll still be shown a decent amount.
Yeah, I hope they embrace it and like
Gonna
dive
blur
into
them.
it.
You should just blur them.
What if they blurred the team logo? Like the blurred the
They
four
should
aces.
blur them, man. That'd be fun.
Dustin got lucky with his choice of logo. The four aces logo is pretty sweet, and he wears that logo everywhere. Like it's just like he just wears a black polo with the A, and it's like kind of looks like the Braves. So
It looks like, I think it looks like a like 12U travel team like logo.
Yeah, but like it work like
Whose name's the
there's a lot
Braves?
worse ones. Like it's just
It's an Atlanta
it's
suburb
simple.
travel baseball team.
It
It's
fits Dustin
it's definitely one of
Johnson.
the better ones. I saw a screenshot with a bunch of them, and it was like, did the same graphic designer on Fiverr make all of these logos?
All right, let's pick
Oh,
our team live. I'm going with
wait,
Range
one.
Guns.
Did you guys see Phil Mickelson at this Champions dinner?
No.
No, we didn't talk about the
Was he
Champions
blacked
dinner at
out?
all. No, he just looks so like old and freaky in the photo. Like he just looks weird right now.
I was looking at all the photos and it looked like they faced. At one point, I was like kind of convinced that they just edited all their like profile photos onto the faces of the actual photos because they all looked like headshot photos.
On what?
All the Champions Dinner photo.
Uh-oh.
Like everyone
Jackson,
looked
did
like
you
it
not
was
see
just
this
the guy.
photo? No.
All right, I feel like you need to go look it up.
Scotty looks really good in a green jacket.
He
Food looks
looks
good.
45 years old.
He does.
He looks like your dad's accountant.
Kind of looks like my dad if I had one. Oh my
Scotty,
God, it looks like their headshots are just
Scotty really took
right.
a lot of flack for that menu, by the way. We never talked about that
I
either.
loved the menu.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I feel like people
Scotty,
go too
bro.
fancy with it sometimes.
This guy is at least 38 with a handful of kids.
But look at Phil in the back there, man. He looks so
Yeah, where is
creepy
Phil?
in the very back.
Well, he does look old.
He
He
looks
looks like a
terrifying.
former, he looks like a president in like, he looks like he was president in like 1954.
He looks like a scarecrow.
Oh my God,
Hideki Matsu.
Sergio and Hideki, yeah. Hideki looks lost. Like
He does look
they just told him,
lost.
they told him stand here. Like he looks like he's got a gun pointed at his head.
Yeah, Hideki's just like staring through the camera.
Spieth looks great. Spieth kind of looks like he's at his high school, like his high school banquet award for golf. He just won
Yeah.
like MVP. Yeah. Russ.
Man, I forgot Zachy won, and I also forgot Schwartzel won. Where's
People
Danny
are flaming
Willett? Can
Scotty's
someone?
dope.
Oh, I see him.
Yeah, Danny Willett's is Danny. You
Oh, he's
can't
losing
miss
his
Danny
hair.
Willett.
I love Craig Stadler on the right side, just fully committing to the green and yellow. The yellow shirt, green
Oh, the
tie. It's
goatee.
a money look.
Oh,
It's a money look. I have caddied for his son.
nice. Really? Is he
Yeah.
wearing the same?
Best ball striker I ever saw in person.
Oh, shit.
Like, I think he shot 68 and missed like 5 3 footers.
Oh,
Damn. Damn.
Like, if he could putt, he could have been good.
At the
Wait,
Bobby
what
Link?
frat is this?
Dude, Fred Couples got old, man. He got old, and he got like, I didn't
Fred
realize he had
Couples
that
has
much
been old,
hair.
man.
There's what, can someone point me to Ben Crenshaw? Is he still kicking it? Is he a Masters champion?
Don't know.
I
Who's
could
the
not
guy
all
name
the way
everyone
on
in
the
that
right
photo? Like,
who's
yeah.
cropped out of the picture.
Oh, they need name tags. They're all old. Like, how am I supposed to know? Like, no disrespect whatsoever. They're legends, but like, just put name tags or something. So I'm like, okay, there we go. Like, I'm not guessing. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy?
Tiger looks so small because of where he's placed.
Is that? I think that's Crenshaw next to Scotty. To the left.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, he's been through some shit. He's seen some shit. Yeah,
Adam
good
Scott
look.
just Adam Scott just looks classy in the back there.
Yeah. Dude, when did Reed win a Masters? That's fucked.
2018.
That's fucked.
Or
He looks,
2019? Wait, 2018, 2018.
2018.
He put the jacket on Tiger.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you really just forget who won in 2019?
I didn't get to watch 2019 because I was busy at a church doing something for a class. It was snowing. I remember watching it or listening to it on the train back.
Classic almost theology minor.
Yeah, that was shitty. I'm trying to find the 2018 leaderboard here. I want to see who came in second. Ricky Fowler. Oh, we could be having a different convo right now.
Yeah, wasn't that the year that Ricky won, or not won, came like top five and everything?
Oh, might have
Was
been,
it?
yeah. That seems recent, though.
No, I think it was 2016 that he did
Oh,
that.
was it? Oh, maybe we
I
were in high school for that.
Because
Wow,
I
speedy.
remember I because that was like hot off of me saying people were so upset at me for saying, oh, Ricky sucks at golf.
In fairness, he's, yeah.
Like I 100% understood that point. I was just always, I think maybe I argued with Jackson about it, but I was just like, he wasn't a top player in the world.
And like
Yeah, I mean,
sophomore year
he,
lunch
a little
before you
too
went
reliant on
and
his
hung out with the
putting.
jocks.
Got laughed at.
Was a funny era. We could be Rory if Rory shot a number that started with a six on that. Looks like he could have won that.
Could
Reed
have.
must have dominated the first three rounds to shoot one under and win.
Remember how annoying it was to watch him do the helicopter after every tee shot?
What's the
Like he was doing
helicopter?
the helicopter finish because he couldn't hit a cut.
Oh, really?
How do you not remember that? It
Jeez.
was so wacky. Yeah. Like
I
he'd
don't
do like
watch
this
much
weird
golf, so.
helicopter where he wrapped it around to like keep the face
Yeah.
open.
Yeah. Was so hilarious. I love hitting the cut. Why doesn't everyone hit a cut, man?
I
That's just
miss being
so
able to hit a cut.
easy. Most PGA Tour players do hit a cut at this point.
Yeah. It's so hard
I
to
hate
draw the
having to
golf
draw.
ball.
Yeah.
It's more of a
As
pull.
everyone's been saying on Twitter recently, modern golf equipment's made to
It's
fade the ball.
Sean, I wish I could have used you at the discussion we had after playing golf. I was getting tag teamed about Tiger not being dominant. They were all agreeing with Jackson. And
As over 80% of our followers also did.
yeah, but
Yeah.
I was trying to explain how the for now, how by modern like making equipment stronger or better helps other people be closer to Tiger's level and doesn't benefit him as much as it like.
I don't have the energy to get back into this one
Yeah,
for the
I'm not,
third
you know,
time.
it was just a tough, it
Yeah,
was.
he could have used you because Ryan was
I
handed,
mean,
he was throwing out examples. And
okay,
then
well, I don't want to get back into this whole argument because that was not a fun podcast, but
no.
earlier this week, Tiger was talking about how he played Medalist last week and he played with his persimmons. And he was talking about how when he hit the face or when he hit the center of the club face, he was carrying it at 290. But when he mishit it, it was crazy how like short and bad the mishits were. Like, I think that right there explains enough because Tiger at that time was the best in the world at hitting the center of the face. And other people were penalized for that, like for not being able to do that the same way as Tiger. That penalty is significantly less now than it was then. So people like just by default are closer to the skill level of Tiger Woods then.
But doesn't that
Nothing
help
for
him
you.
as much too? No.
Yes, it does.
I mean, it does help him,
Yeah.
but not to like it
Like, not
helps
the
him, but
extent.
not to the same extent.
Yes.
He gets better, but people improve by a greater margin than he does with that.
Exactly. Exactly what I was trying to explain. But you know, I'm not good at talking, so tough. It's
But yeah, I think
exciting, and
that
hopefully Tiger does well.
that's
But with the rain,
true.
I would not even put money on him.
Yeah, I don't feel great
I
about
might have to
it this week.
hammer it
No.
home then after that.
It's the rain. Like,
It's
think
meta all
about your
over
body.
again.
No, people like
The
no,
last
man.
several years, he has not like he's been uncomfortable in bad weather. I feel like that's when his body really starts to hurt. And he said that the soreness has been bad. That, yeah, I feel like that's a valid concern.
A lot of people talk about the like bad weather with their pain. I don't get it.
When it gets cold, it aches. It withers.
So
the frail body.
Exactly.
Yeah, good luck to Tiger. I hope he wins.
So. Yeah, well, all right.
Horoscopes.
Oh, yeah.
Thought you could get away. I'm manifesting something. Maybe Cosmo did a Masters themed. I'm not going to go into Rihanna and A$AP Rocky's relationship, Sean, just for you.
Thank you.
Because it's a long one. Oh, my God. It's still going on. All right, Sean, focus on what matters.
The Masters.
Okay. Claim resonation. Did that resonate with you?
Sure.
Okay. Are you going to claim it?
Sure.
Ooh. I like where
if I'm being honest, I don't really get the difference, but
I don't either. I think that might be the joke. Because I don't know the difference either. Nick, take a calculated risk.
Okay.
Okay.
Take a calculated risk.
Maybe Kurt hammering it.
Hammer Kurt.
Yeah. And I need to concentrate, focus, and investigate. Jeez, I have more cut out for me.
Jesus Christ. That's
way too much stuff. Wait, I'm going to claim none of it.
One more time. What was it again?
Concentrate, focus, and investigate.
Yeah, so you should concentrate on getting your Wi-Fi figured out this weekend.
Well,
I could have. Like the Wi-Fi situation could be solved by just like him just be like he could put
do
my,
I'll keep it.
Use you can no you can put it in Matt's storage unit or something or give it to Matt and I'll
I have
it
a storage unit.
Yeah, I'll put in your store like I'll just come and get it. And like I'm not I don't need it for when I you will be in Florida when I'll be in Florida. So like when you're done with it, just unplug it and put it somewhere.
Oh, you just unplug it. You'll take care of the
I will put to stop.
We don't need to dive into the logistics of this on
all
the
right.
podcast.
Okay. All right. So that was my investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just need to do the other two. I'm going to claim and resonate with none of it. Nick, are you claiming or resonating with taking?
Claim and resonate.
Wow.
Claim and resonate.
Wow. We have a 4-for-2 going on here. Wow.
It's not a 4-for-4, which.
No.
A 4-for-2. What? You mean a 4-for-6?
No, like a four for you two.
Oh.
Yeah. So 4-for-3 in total, but a 4-for-2 for you two.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. That's it.
All right. Yeah. Thanks everyone for listening. Hopefully it's a fun Masters. Leave a review if you're still here, because you're probably not. So
and
cheers.
We'll see you.
Cheers.
Yeah. Nick, get your own thing.
This isn't, you can't hear.